You can be a part of the conversation at 321-984-1234. Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to, yes, a Tuesday edition of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on Sports Radio 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online and podcast. Let's get right into it. Yes, happy Passover. All right, I just want to say that. We'll start the show with that. I had to start that last night. I did it. Then I'm watching the Magic game. I don't know what's harder to go through, trying to do Passover for 8 straight days or trying to watch the Orlando Magic play playoff basketball. Yes, it was ugly last night. We were on the air yesterday recapping game one from this weekend where the Magic played terrible. They played some of the worst basketball I've seen all season long. And I get it. And it's the mic keep hammering. They don't have experience in the playoffs. It's their first time. They're going to get punched in the mouth, and they're going to have to learn from that. And I'm going on and on. You got to do this. You got to do that. And I'm breaking out X's and O's and what the Jimmys and the Joes need to do. And we had great guests on yesterday, and we're breaking it down. And I'm like, all right, you had 48 hours to stew on it. Here you go. The game starts, and the Magic learn nothing from the first game. Nothing. They played worse than the first game. They looked pitiful in game one. They look worse in game two. How? How do you let this happen? Here's the stat for you. It's the only stat that really matters. You're like, well, this guy had 7 turnovers, and this guy hasn't scored yet, and yada, yada, yada. Here's the stat that sums up everything. They have played 2 complete games there in Cleveland. Game 3 is going to come up on Thursday night there at the Kia Center in downtown Orlando. 2 games, 48 minutes and 48 minutes. Now, if I could do the fourth grade math, I believe that's 96 minutes of basketball action on the court. The Magic have never had the lead in 8 straight quarters of basketball. Not even 2-0. Not even, 8-5. Then you lost. I get it. 2 games in a row, Cleveland has not gotten to 100 points and still won. It's an insane stat because usually if the Magic hold an opponent under 100 points, they probably win that game this year. No, they haven't had the lead yet. So you're talking about, well, maybe they can win Thursday and then they can get back in this series. They have to win a quarter. They have to win a half. They have to win 3. They haven't even played 4 quarters of basketball yet. That's the only stat that matters right now. Like, what's going on in this series? The Magic have not had a lead yet. Not even 2-0 to start a game. You know, the ball tips in the air. You get it. You go down the lane. You put up a layup. You're up 2-0. They haven't even had that. That's how bad this is. How pitiful this is. And there's a part of me with my brain where it's like, well, this series might be over. Let's really just go 100% on the NFL draft. Maybe we need to just do that after a while. I don't want to, but we might have to do that after a while. Not good. Not good at all. And there was that part there in the first half where Jalen Suggs, he's on defense, by the way. It's a very weird play. He's on defense. And Donovan Mitchell has the ball, and they kind of like hit knees together. Very weird type, just bizarre type play. Suggs goes down, and you're like, uh-oh, and Suggs has had a history of injury concerns, and he has missed time so far in the NBA. And you're like, oh, no, this is not good, because he tried getting up, and you're like, he cannot walk on his own, and people had to carry him off the court, and it's the knee. And the one thing you know is, if you're going to blow out that knee, do it in September, because then at least you'll be ready for the next season. If you do it now, not only do you miss the playoffs, you might miss all of next season and not be ready for 2 years, in theory, if you look at the calendar. Not good. And the minute he went out in this game, this team completely fell apart. In that second quarter, there were times where guys on the Magic were just playing hot potato after a while. You take it. No, you take it. No one wanted the ball. And Paolo's out there like, all right, well, I'll just try to do something. And he's hitting some shots, but he's also turning the ball over, and no one's doing anything. And the guards for the Magic, they were bad in game one. I mean, Suggs, he comes back, luckily, in the second half, where, you know, team doctors, they do the official statement. You know, it's not like he blew out his knee. He, you know, it's one of those things where, okay, he had a problem, he went down, then he got back in the game. That's the most basic Cliff Notes version I can say on the air. He's back in trying to help the team, but okay, defense he's helping. He's not helping on offense. I don't think Cole Anthony has scored a point so far in the first two games of this series. Markelle Fultz, I don't know what planet he's on. I don't know if he's trying to help the team. I have no idea. I don't know why, and this is, you know, Magic Twitter is going crazy on this. Anthony Black was the sixth pick in the NBA draft. He's a rookie, I understand, but he has started multiple games for this team this season. He's played minutes. Why is he not getting minutes out there? I mean, nothing. Nothing from the guards. And then Franz Wagner hit some shots in the first half, but then he disappears at times. It just rattles the brain what has happened so far. They played worse in this game than they did in game one. I didn't think that was possible. I didn't think you could go any lower, and they did. Yay! So now they're down. And what was the final score? What was it, like 96-86? You're like, oh, well, you know, no. That is not the score. It was worse than that. You can't be like, well, you know, they'll, no. It was bad. And it just feels like every time you look at the scoreboard in the first two games, it's like they're down 16. Now they're down 11. Now they're down 13. Now it's 17. Now it's 20. Then they cut it to 9 or 8 points. And you're like, all right, maybe we got a game. And then they run out of gas and Cleveland hits some shots. And the biggest thing, this is what I really took out of game two, outside of the offense just being just subpar where they can't hit shots. And if they do hit a big shot from the outside, it's like relief. You don't fist pump. It's like, oh, thank God, we finally hit a shot. Okay, all right, we could do it. Here's the thing on defense. This is driving me crazy. And Orlando has been a great defensive team this whole season. But Cleveland, they just look bigger, stronger, faster. And here's what they're doing. Number one is they're not letting Orlando get set in a half-court set on defense. They're pushing the pace. They're going transition. And what they're doing is we're not going to wait for you to get set. We're going to attack you before. That's transition. So Cleveland's going quick. And it helps when you got Donovan Mitchell. He's a great athlete. He's an all-star. They're pushing the pace. And what they do is they're kicking it out. There's a wing player open for three. And Cleveland's hitting outside shots. Orlando's not. Oh, you want to get set? Well, we're not going to let you. We're on a 5-on-4 break. Bang from the outside. Now we're up 12. Now we're up 15. Oh, you cut it to 9? We're going to go on another 7-0 run. And we're going to push that pace. Just off the eye test, Cleveland looks faster, and they're exposing Orlando with their inexperience. The other one, and it's so deflating, is every time Orlando does play good defense and they make Cleveland take a bad shot in the half-court set, the ball's in the air, and you've watched this team all season. Orlando's usually getting rebounds, and they weren't getting rebounds. So many second-chance opportunities by Cleveland. They kept getting rebounds when they needed to on the offensive end. And this Allen guy, he's crushing the bigs for Orlando. He had 20 rebounds last night. 20! That was fantastic. You know, I said going into the series, I said the bigs for Orlando are better. I was wrong. So far through two games, no. Cleveland's better. The bench, scoring, defense, coaching, everything. Cleveland's better. They're up 2-0. They deserve to be up 2-0. That's why Game 3, coming up Thursday night there at the Kia Center in downtown Orlando, you got to win the opening tip. You got it. Even before that, the two teams coming off the bus, the Magic need to win that. They got to set the tone the minute they step off the bus. And that crowd, please, you talk about six-man, the fans, they've got to help. They've got to bring four quarters of chaos. And I always talk about how at the arena, you know, it's so loud. I'm doing the like tune in Tokyo where it's like, you know, turn it up as loud as you can and then crank it to 11. What's that from? That's from Spinal Tap, where he shows them the boom box, you know, and the speakers. It's like, why crank it to 11? Why don't you just make it louder going to 10? No,
crank it to 11. Crank it to 17 if you can there at the arena. Make it as loud and as just hostile as you can. The Magic need all the help they can get. And you got to win both those games. You can't split. You can't. You can't like, all right, we'll come out in game three. We'll win. All right, now we got a series. And then lay an egg in game four. You can't be down 3-1 and go back to Cleveland. Because you're done. It's over. There's a part of me, I don't know if Orlando is good enough to even win a game at home for game three or four, where you might have a sweep on the table for Cleveland. Like, I have the fork. It reminds me of Jimmy Johnson, where he's on the set of Fox NFL Sunday, and he brings out the giant prop fork, and he's like, stick a fork in the Cowboys. I'm not there yet with the Magic, but it's going to be interesting Thursday. If you are a fan of the team, you better bring it. You better bring it, buddy, because the Magic need your help. And remember, they won 29 games in the regular season at home. They're a better home team. Heck, every team in the NBA is a great home team. You see it so far. Four games on Saturday, all the home teams won. Four games on Sunday, all the teams won. Three games last night, all the teams won. An away team still has not won a road playoff game yet. And if you're a betting man, you might just go all home teams tonight as well. That's wild, dude. This is wild. I didn't have high expectations for the Magic. Like, I'm just happy they're here. Now I'm just like, all right, don't get swept. Can we do that? Can we just show up, please? Can we do that? Please. And can the guards hit a shot from the outside, man? And then here's the other thing. So, the game was on NBA TV nationally. And then I was like, wait a minute. Is it on locally on Bally Sports? It was. So I turn on my YouTube TV and I turn on NBA TV and it says, I'm sorry, this is blacked out in your area. I'm like, are you kidding me? Even in the playoffs, you're going to do this BS to me? Are you for real? Are you really going to do this? Yes, you are. So then I start looking at Twitter. There are other customers in Central Florida where they're trying to go on the Bally Sports app and they're having technical difficulties where they can't get on the app to watch the game either. But it's blacked out on NBA TV. You can't. So you had Magic fans in the area, including myself, couldn't watch the game. So I'm sorry I have to say this. I know this is bad boy Mark Moses talking now. And that sounds like I'm a character in The Karate Kid. I found a legal site. I don't care anymore. I've had it. I found a legal site last night. I watched the game. Now, would it have been better if I never watched the game? Yeah, probably. It was so bad of a performance. Maybe I should have just skipped it altogether. Man, it's just ridiculous. I'm paying all this money for cable. I can't watch the game on here. But then they also don't have this channel on this. And then I can't go on the app. Can I just watch the game? Can you just let me do this? What is happening here? I pay for this. I can't watch it. I go on the app. I can't watch it. I find a legal site. I don't care anymore. I get paid to do this. I got to see this game. Well, maybe I shouldn't have seen this game. So that's the Magic. You better bring it Thursday. Problem again. Now you got to wait 48 hours. You're going to sit there. Sitting there waiting for it. Yeah, that's right. My only positive is, even though it really isn't, the Magic was Shaq the first year he made the playoffs. I think they got swept. I think his rookie year, they didn't make the playoffs. Then his second year, they do. And then he got swept. It took a while. It did. It takes a while to build it. You finally broke through. You made the playoffs. Then you got to keep stockpiling talent. And you got to merge as a team. Is merge the right word? All right. You got to, converge. Maybe that's the word. All right. It's a good thing I was an English minor. They got to work together. And they got to build a roster. They're there. They're close. But they're still missing something there. Outside shooting from the guards. We're going to find out. They're going to play Thursday. They are. All right. Hey, Dwight Howard drafted in 04. Made the finals in 09. Shaq, it's crazy. 92, made it 95. It takes a minute. It is. Franz was drafted 3 years ago. Paolo 2 years ago. They're close. Are they going to win this series? Probably not. I don't. They're down 2-0. I don't see them winning 4 out of the next 5. I don't. I haven't seen them take the lead yet. I haven't seen them win a quarter. Now I'm yelling. But again, Philadelphia's in an 0-2 hole. So are the Lakers. It's wild. It is. There's going to be more games tonight. I can't wait. I'm going to keep watching. I am. Also, NFL Draft is coming up Thursday. Every single person I have talked to is excited for the draft. If you love the NFL, if you love football, you're getting ready for Thursday. You can't wait. And we've been talking about this draft for, 6 or 7 months. Yeah. Now we're getting ready. Thursday night. You got to join me. Walk on Sports Bistro. They're in Vieira. I'm going to get there around 7:30. I'm going to set up my booth. Draft's going to start at 8 o'clock. Here's the game. You got to get the most picks right in the top 10. You need to. If you do, $100 gift card to Walk-Ons and $100 Highland Mint big game coin from the Super Bowl. It's going to be fun. You see this? If you're on the video, you could see this, where here are some of the old ones from the Highland Mint, the Super Bowl coin. They're pretty awesome. I like the one in my hand. This is the first ever one I got the first year I covered football here in Brevard County. This is the Seahawks-Broncos game where they played in New York City. So Super Bowl, is this 38 or is that 48? All right, okay, XL is 40, all right. V is 5, and then the three I's. So that's 48. Mark, you know your numeral, I can't even say it. All right, whatever. I think I know what I'm doing. That's coming up Thursday night. Roman numeral numbers. There we go. That's, now we got it. Good job, Mark. Let's go to break. We'll come back. Alan Slaughter-Zinsky is going to join us. Brevard Sports Network next in 5 minutes. He wants to talk NFL draft. Then scheduling. The voice of the Orlando Magic on the radio side, Jake Chapman's going to join us. Top of the hour, 4 o'clock. Let's go to break. Alan, he'll go over his final mock draft and get you ready for Thursday. Next here on the show.